This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So because Thanksgiving's coming up, some of us are going to go to a house that has a pet, or some of us might be hosting and we have our own pets. And I have cats and dogs, and Shaky Boo, who is 17 years old, this will be his 17th Thanksgiving, is going to come mosey over to the table. I have a separate chair for him. I have a separate plate. And my cat joins us for Thanksgiving. He just always has. The dog also is going to be asking for scraps. And it doesn't matter who you tell at the table, don't give them people food, somebody will. Because they want the animal to like them. Now, most of us don't feel liked a lot of times at our Thanksgiving table, so we need a friend. Yeah. And they're like, oh, now the dog has to go poo-poo. You know what? I'll take the dog out. You guys go. And then you go and you take a 20-minute walk. I have to have I got the Cowboy game, so I need to be able to escape to check the game. So everybody kind of has their little escape route. The thing is, though, with some of the food we are giving our pets, you shouldn't give. And there are foods they can eat and they cannot eat. So I always each year review this quickly. So let's start with dogs. So according to the American Kennel Club, this is what dogs can eat. Again, it's small amounts. They are allowed to have a little bit of turkey. They can have some chicken. They can have some beef. Remove all the bones. You don't want the bones to get swallowed. It could perforate the gut. So, you know, make sure it's bone-free. I would also take the fat off of it. I know the fat is tasty, but you don't want them to get pancreatitis. So a little bit of the lean meat. Ham, shrimp, salmon. Dogs can eat pumpkin. Good, because I don't eat pumpkin pie. Eggs, cheese, peanut butter, bread. They cannot have raisins or grapes. So if somebody stuck raisins in the bread, God knows why, no. Popcorn they can have, although I really would not give them popcorn. According to the American Kennel Club, they can't have corn, honey, apples, bananas, blueberries, cranberries, cucumbers, oranges, strawberries, watermelon, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, carrots, celery, green beans, and peas. Now, some of you are like, why would I give my dog Brussels sprouts or green beans? Or I've done it, and you know why? You know when I do it? I thought that same thing when I read this list. Sometimes I really want all my meat on my plate, and the dog wants something. Well, if he wants something on my plate, I could give her the Brussels sprout, and then I could eat the meat. So they sometimes don't know what they ate, because they scarf it down. And then they look at you going, wait a second, you just gave me a Brussels sprout. You mean. What cannot they eat? What are you supposed to avoid in dogs? No onions. No mushrooms. No garlic. No chives. So the thing is if your gravy is a mushroom gravy, or if you made your turkey with garlic like I do, then they can't have it. So you need to be really aware of that. No tomatoes, no asparagus, no raw dough, no avocado, no raisins, no grapes, no cherries. Don't give dogs chocolate. No problem in my house because I'm not sharing. No cinnamon. So if you have the sweet potato and you have cinnamon on it, you can't be giving them that. No ice cream, no almonds, no macadamia nuts, no alcohol, no nutmeg, no mushrooms. So for those of you with the pumpkin pie going, okay, I could just give this to the dog and then I could tell, you know, the in-laws that I like the pie. You can't because there's nutmeg a lot of times in it. No caffeine, no coconut, no energy drinks, no fried foods, no fat trimmings, and no artificial sweeteners like xylitol. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I got a kitty cat. I got cats. So Shaky Boo is going to sit next to me and Shaky Boo is going to want the eats. So what can he have? So kitty cats can have meat. They can't have fish. They can even have grains. They usually don't eat them. They'll eat eggs. They could have butter, bananas. Even cats could eat strawberries, watermelon, pears, and apples. They could even eat vegetables. Carrots, celery, green beans, lettuce. Though oftentimes they kind of stick their nose up at it. They don't want to eat it. They can. What do you need to avoid with kitty cats? No alcohol. I know your cat might be a lot more fun. No, they cannot metabolize alcohol. Do not let them have alcohol. No raw fish or eggs. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, cats will eat raw fish. We just don't give the cats raw fish. Okay, cook it, just because they can still get sick. Some dairy products we don't like to give cats. And then coffee, tea, energy drinks. Now, some of you say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, my pet is a fish. Don't leave the fish out. We won't. With fish, you can bring Nemo. If you have, like, Nemo and Dory, you can bring them to holiday dinner. They actually can eat many types of meat and vegetables. I looked this up. They could even eat scrambled eggs. You could even cook rice and give it to your fish. But what you don't want to give your fish are toxins, fats, cooking oils. So I would maybe just go with the fish food. But if the fish is looking at you, you know, go, whoa, whoa, you know, I want something. Yeah, yeah. Now, a lot of you have parakeets or birds. What could your parakeet eat? Please do not give your parakeet turkey. Parakeets do not like to eat other fowl. But according to PetHelpful.com, there's many fruits and vegetables they could eat. They especially like the dried ones. Breads, they'll eat nuts. You got to chop them up without the shell. Just don't give them a big walnut and say, go at it. You know, birdies, I think they could also eat egg. I don't know. I haven't had a bird since I was a kid. So I think they might eat crackers. My cat loves Doritos. I wrote an article on this. And I have one cat that loves Fritos, but Shaky Boo loves Doritos. And so the chips, you got to be careful because, again, what's in them? Garlic, salt, things that they shouldn't have. So can your pets help enjoy, you know, and feel like they're a part of it? They can, but here's the problem. I don't know about you guys, but my dog forgets 2 minutes later. So you want them to feel like they're a part of the family. You give them a plate. You guys are still eating an hour later. The dog, cat, they're done. And they're like, well, where's my eats? And so you need to, you're alpha. You need to be alpha when it comes to this. But I get a lot of you have stuff on your plate that you're trying to hide. And you know, give it to the dog. Just please be careful. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. The cough never comes on commercial. You note that? Notice that? 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, really quickly here, the U.S. government is allowing us to get more free COVID tests. So remember September 25th, we could go online to the covidtest.gov website. I'll give it to you guys again. And you could get 4 free tests, which are 2 boxes with 2 tests each. They have now extended it. As of November 20th, you could order 4 more. So I think you should get them. The very first set we got, I think, a couple years ago came from China, but I don't think the rest of them we've gotten have come from China. So they're, in terms of the accuracy, I'm still a little mixed, because in our family, half of us are positive, half are negative when we all have COVID. So a negative COVID test to me doesn't mean jack diddly squat. A positive test does. You test positive or weekly positive, I would count that. Maybe get it reconfirmed at a doctor's office, but if it's negative, I can't necessarily say your cough, your sore throat, your pink eye, your your runny nose, your body aches, your nausea, your vomiting, your diarrhea, your fever, your chills. I can't necessarily say if that's COVID or not. Usually with flu, things come on pretty abruptly all of a sudden. Fever's usually a lot higher. With COVID, things might morph. You might first start with a sore throat, then get the nasal congestion, then get the cough, then get, you know, some of you are getting pink eye with it. But the at-home COVID test, if they're negative, it could still be a false negative. But if it's positive, you could trust it. So the COVIDtest.gov website is now giving out more free tests. They will ship out starting November 27th. So you won't have them before your holiday because the holiday, they're probably off work as well. Keep in mind the HV.1 strain is the most dominant strain now. I think 29% of COVID cases is the HV1. Even though we still have COVID deaths and we have hospitalizations rising, we believe it's even more infectious than other strains, but not necessarily more deadly. And this is starting to overtake the EG5 or the Eris one that has been the dominant one. I think now 23% of cases is EG5. We also have the FL1.51, the XBB1.166, the BA2.86 subvariants. Although I think the BA2.86 is really winding down. This HV1 variant is still a progeny, I think a grandchild of Omicron. So since Omicron hit us in 2021, we're still dealing with the Omicron progeny. So HV.1, not HIV1, not HSV1, but HV.1 is the current strain. The test kits may take 7 to 12 days to arrive. Each kit has two tests. They're the rapid antigen test, not the PCR. These rapid antigen tests use like an immunoassay. It uses reagents to help react with the proteins you're giving off, the antigens, and then it will be able to tell you if you're positive. It does take a few minutes. You want to do not let the kids go into the liquid. The liquid reagent can be hazardous. Don't put it in your eyes. Remember somebody used their COVID reagent drops for their eyes? I don't know how the hell they mixed that up because eye drops look really different. Don't be getting it on your body if you don't have to, and then please dispose of it, and don't let the pets get into it. Now, your at-home COVID test that may be expired, that say expired, the FDA has now extended the expiration date on a lot of these, some of them by 9 months. So I wrote a piece on this. You can go to my Facebook or Twitter, Dr. Dahlia Show or X, and I have, it says a more free at-home COVID test now available, some expiration dates extended, and the link of the extension is on here. Let me find it. So FDA, what they did is they set up a table to show you what your, either if it's a Binax or if it's an Advent COVID-19, and they listed what they did if they extended the expiration date. So Abbott's Binax, if you have test kits that, let's say, expired this May 12th of 2023, they're good until December 12th of 2023, depending on the lot number. Now, this isn't automatic for all of them. Some are extended by 7 months. Some are extended by 10 months. One lot extended from January all the way to November. So depending on the brand will depend on your shelf life. So the shelf life versus expiration date, an expiration date, which we spoke about last time, was when the shelf life ends. It expires. A shelf life is how long something is active to its best potential based on the manufacturing guidelines and what the manufacturer says. So if you, let's say, have a soda pop and the shelf life is 3 months, it's going to taste different, 4 months, 5 months. Now, some of us have eaten old food and we didn't notice a difference. With medication, there's been studies by the military looking at some medications to last 30 years. That doesn't mean they're as bioactive. It also doesn't mean they're not hazardous. Also, the storing something for 30 years had to have been ideal. The perfect amount of humidity, not too dry, not too moist. The perfect amount of temperature, not too cold, not too hot. So when the Army looked at drugs and their bioavailability and potential active ingredients, they found that some drugs could last 30 years, but we don't. Usually when there's an expiration date, we like to follow it. But it is fascinating that the FDA is expanding the expiration date. And so these expiration dates are at play because it helps protect the company. So let's say you take one of their tests or you take one of their medications, you have a side effect or something goes wrong, and then you end up saying, well, it's the company's fault. And the company goes, when did you take the test or when did you take the medication? No, I took it in November. They go, but the expiration date was March. You need to follow the expiration date. It's big. It's on there. They get off scot-free usually. So these expiration dates protect the company. You know, and they go, look, we can't guarantee it being fresh for years, so we'll give it a 6-month or we'll give it a 12-month shelf life. The FDA has now reviewed a lot of these, saying, you know what, they're still good. A lot of them are still good. So for those of you going, but I don't trust it, whether it's a brand spanking new COVID test kit or not, if it comes up weekly positive or positive, now, I would assume you probably have COVID or still are carrying COVID antigens and get yourself checked out or reconfirmed. If it's negative, that doesn't mean jack diddly squat to me. Because a negative COVID test could be maybe you didn't get a good swab. Maybe the swab is not functioning well. You know, maybe the virus is in your intestine. And that's why you're having diarrhea and vomiting, but it's not necessarily in your nose. That's why in China they did rectal swabs. Not that I would ever recommend that, but China was doing rectal swabs because they found that they could easily pick it up in the rectum. It's just bending over and spreading the cheeks, not really easy. So expiration dates and medications, I will never tell you to use an expired medication. Where there's no protection, there's no guarantee. And if it's a heart medication, if it's a birth control, you really want to mess with it. But have I reached for a Tylenol only to later go, oh, this bottle's expired? Yeah, no, but it's not ideal. These medications break down. All chemicals do. They break down. And so the chemistry, okay, I get the carbon atoms and the bonds. Okay, we're not going into chemistry right now, but many chemicals, well, if you notice some of your pills denature in color, some of them will crumble. If you notice some pills, you'll try to break one in half and they crumble. The point I'm making is you may actually have medicine that hasn't expired that just is old, that doesn't work. If some of your medication you bought in another country, so they just slapped a date on the box, how do you know the shelf life isn't already exhausted? Again, the shelf life is how effective it's going to be and how long it lasts per manufacturer guidelines. So the signs that something's not right is an awful smell. Now, some antibiotics have a smell to them. Always ask your pharmacist. Your pharmacist is a wealth of information. And you could say, look, does this medicine smell or does it discolor? Because, you know, I want to know that it's still okay to use. And usually they'll say if there's any bad odor, throw it out. But there are some medications that do have a smell to them. You know, sometimes a bitter taste. Some medications will just have a bitter taste, but some, that taste means it's turning bad. So if you have a bitter taste. But anyway, go to the website. You can go to the FDA website or you can go to my website because the article is up there on the COVID test kits. I would say get the COVID test kits. The problem we have, though, is when we talked about the HV1 strain and how it's active and the most common strain or one of the more common strains right now, we still don't know the numbers because most people don't get tested or they test at home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Long lines at airports and road traffic aren't the only thing causing delays this week. A storm that dumped rain and snow on the West Coast, now moving across the U.S., headed for the East Coast, where it's expected to unleash heavy rain, wind, and snow across major travel hubs. A shareholder of Tesla urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. A survey conducted by Harvard Center for American Political Studies says that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The U.S. Army sent a letter to former service members that were dismissed for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, telling them they can request corrections of their discharge records. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So every couple years we get a bad flu for our dogs and our pets. And sometimes it's not a flu, sometimes it's a mysterious illness. They call it a mysterious illness because they might not have a name for it. And by the time they do type it and understand what strain it is, it's already over. But we're being told that from New Hampshire to Oregon, we have an infectious respiratory disease that is spreading among dogs. And it is now described as a, quote, atypical canine infectious respiratory disease, meaning not the typical respiratory disease that canine or dogs get. Also, it's affecting mostly the respiratory tree. The Oregon Department of Agriculture said in a November 9th news release, symptoms are coughing, sneezing, eye or nose discharge, and lethargy. Or they're very tired, they don't want to play. According to CNN, Veterinarians in Oregon have reported more than 200 cases of the disease since mid-August. Other cases have been reported in Colorado, Illinois, New Hampshire. So according to Dr. Brian Schultz, an Oregon state veterinarian, he told the American Veterinarian Medical Association, based on the epidemiology of the cases reported at this point, the cases appear to share a viral etiology, but common respiratory diagnostic testing has been largely negative. So it might not be testing positive for some of the viruses that we see in animals, flu, parvo, things like that. So we aren't really sure where it came from. They're looking at that. Could it have been a mutation? Could it have been leaked from a lab? Who knows? But the Washington Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory is also on the case. They've reported cases of this mysterious canine disease, and they have noticed a large uptick in dogs having this respiratory disease. Now, I know some of you are like, my dog is always sneezing. Always. Yeah, honestly, our dog will sneeze and will, you know, and just, and loud sneeze. You know, so we call her coronavirus ooze. And she, but it's still rare. This is where it's a lot more often than what they usually do. And I would always get it checked out because, unfortunately, and we also know that COVID even lives in some of these animals. But we can't necessarily, that should have been tested for and identified. So it's fascinating that they, most of the tests they have aren't picking this up. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a brand new unknown spanking virus. It's if they don't have a particular test that could pick it up or their tests aren't equipped to pick up the strain, it might not. So let's say this is COVID. I'm not saying it is. But it is a variant of COVID that the typical animal tests that were based on the wild type can't pick up. Okay, we won't know about it until somebody makes a test. So when they say tests can't pick it up, that just means we don't have the right test yet. So these, the coughing, lethargy, fever may persist longer than a few days. So what do you do? Well, you need to be careful with other dogs. And so you want to make sure that when your dogs go out and play, so when Uzi goes to go potty and we take her out to go potty, you know, she likes to run up to every dog and sniff them and talk. Maybe just kind of keep them away from other dogs for now. Now, the problem is a lot of you are going to be dropping your dog off at a kennel because you're going on vacation or you're going to see family. And so you want to ask the kennel or the boarding facility what they're doing to separate them. Most of them don't have that means because they let the dogs play together depending on size. They're usually in one room with the separate cages. And so keep in mind, what I'm really concerned about is that now that people are dropping their dog off or dropping their dog off with a dog-friendly family that has dogs, this could spread even more. I don't know if any dog has died yet. So, dog owners should make sure that their pets are up to date on their vaccines, especially canine influenza, Bordetella, parainfluenza. Try to reduce the contact with other dogs. The greater the risk is obviously the more they are exposed to a viral load. And then if your dog is sick, you know, keep your dog away from other dogs and vice versa. Get your dog seen by a vet. And another thing that I can't do, and I wish I could, is try to separate water dishes and food dishes. So most of us have multiple pets. So what you need to do is you need to separate what they eat from and drink from. Because we don't know much about this virus, we're thinking it's spread by a droplet transmission when they breathe and sneeze and spray and drool. But obviously that could get on the food. So these are things you kind of have to watch out for. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So flu is here. We are anticipating a more active flu season, nothing like pre-COVID, but we do have some states where there is high flu activity. Flu season usually peaks, December and January, but it could start as early as October. And apparently the activity is increasing rapidly, in the southeastern, south central, southwestern regions. So Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Carolina have reported high or very high levels. Now, I live in Nevada, and southern Nevada, a man has died from flu. It's our first flu reported death of the season. There's also been deaths reported in other states. I believe there was a pediatric death reported in Mississippi. District of Columbia has elevated levels, and then I think Puerto Rico. Now, with the flu, it's a little tricky because people are using telemedicine. So what people are doing is they're not going into the doctor or getting swabbed. They're going on telemedicine platforms saying, I have flu, give me Tamiflu or Zofluza or another antiviral. And some doctors are like, fine. And so nobody's getting tested, or not a lot of people are getting tested. So my concern is that we might have higher numbers. Now, what the how the CDC guards against that is like an underreporting or an accuracy with that is they could look at the wastewater. I don't know how active they're doing that, but right now the flu view map, and the primary strain is, I believe, the H1N1. It's a type A flu. But the flu map shows that the southern states have it more, which is actually fascinating because the northern states are cold. You know, they're getting snow up north, yet for a lot of the southern states, it's still warm. And so I do find that fascinating. Usually flu will hit the southern states more. And I'd like to kind of figure out why. Now, it could be because people are out and about. So if you live in Vermont and you're freezing, or you live in Minnesota and you're kind of staying home and you're staying warm, you might not be out and about getting something. But if you're in Florida or Alabama or Louisiana, and you're like, the weather is beautiful, this is the time. I got to tell you, I was in Louisiana in November a few years back. Perfect weather. Even December, but November was amazing. October, November is amazing for Louisiana and going down Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. So maybe a lot of people are out and about then. So Puerto Rico, a lot of beach time. You know, same thing with Florida. So maybe that's what's going on, because if you look at the states, California, New Mexico, Texas. So it could just be people are, you know, not avoiding others. But with flu, again, to determine if you have flu or COVID, testing is paramount. But if your COVID test is negative, that doesn't mean you have flu. If your flu is positive, then you have flu. But just because your COVID is negative doesn't mean what you have is flu. And so I do think we probably have more numbers, and we might never get the reporting we need now that people are getting treated over the phone. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, when a doctor gives Tamiflu, do they then report the flu to the CDC? Well, the problem is it has to be verified. So reportable illness, you could still report, but in terms of confirmed cases, the CDC really needs to know confirmed cases, too. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I think the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about, but we need to talk about, is I think we're seeing Travis Kelce too much on these commercials. I'm very happy for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs. But I see him succumbing to what many people do, not only athletes, when they start to get too much publicity, that fumble yesterday against the Eagles. Hold on a second. We got some stats here. I don't know if I have some stats. I think he had, in his first three games during the season, 17 catches for 155 yards, followed by 31 catches and 370 yards over the next three games. But then in the last three games, he's only had 16 catches and 116 yards. So they lost to the Eagles, which they shouldn't have done. The Chiefs should not have lost to the Eagles. I know the spread was 2.5. Originally it was 3, then it went down to 2.5. But no one's feeling sorry for him. Nobody should. Yeah, he's got still a good career. He's got a brother on the Eagles. He's got a family. His mom must be beside herself. I mean, I look at my boys going, guys, really? You know, making farting sounds. This is what you guys should have done. That was a mama's dream. But no, I love my boys to death. So having two boys play in the Super Bowl like they did last February and then have their matchup, their post-Super Bowl matchup last night, very, very exciting and it's amazing. But I think we're seeing too much Travis Kelce. And I understand during their off season they could go on vacation, they could work on their endorsements, but we're seeing him, I think it was a Campbell Soup, was it Verizon Wireless, or he's in almost every commercial. Now, maybe to me, it seems like almost every commercial is Travis Kelce because I watch a lot of sports and have the sports stations on. But other people are like, no, we see him all the time. And then he fumbles like he did yesterday, and he doesn't give as many yards as he should have, and they lose. And you start to wonder if he's kind of getting that post-publicity curse. Now, it's not Taylor Swift. Everybody says Taylor Swift is cursing him. Every time somebody dates, you know, a blonde. No, I don't think it's that. I think having a personal life, I mean, look at these players where they have babies on the way. They know how to separate personal life from sports. They've been in sports long enough. They know how to do that. Okay, and they know how to make sure nobody gets in their head. So I don't think it's that. Nobody needs to blame Taylor Swift. But there's a phenomenon I see that doctors have to be careful with also, where, you know, he's a tight end, which is a very important position. But, I mean, you know, we saw Aaron Rodgers. He's a quarterback a lot in these videos. And we see Mahomes, and we've seen Tom Brady. And every now and then we get a glimpse of Jimmy Garoppolo, and I wish we got more of him. But for a tight end to be glorified that much, they may not be as used to the attention. And they may get the bug. Not to mention, look at the money he's making. And so for a tight end who deserves all his accolades because they've made it to the Super Bowl, not only with Mahomes and everybody else, and Tyreek Hill also did really, really well with the Chiefs when he was on it. And when you look at all the other, you know, players and, you know, Kelce, Mahomes needs Kelce. Kelce does deserve the accolades. But when somebody who isn't always in the public eye and always gets the attention is now getting a lot of that attention, is there a subconscious or inadvertent change that happens to their performance? And I think it does. I think what ends up happening is there's a lot more pressure on you. You know there's more eyes on you. And it does change. You know, when you think, well, no one's watching, no one's listening. You know, same thing with my show. When I do my show, I think that nobody's listening. And you're like, well, you're probably right. Yeah. If I, for a split second, fathomed the number of listeners in all the cities I'm in, and all the podcasts, I would have to catch my breath, and I would get nervous, and I would stop, and then I would try to rethink things, and I would try to do a better show, probably. But I mean, you almost do get a little nervous, and you might not, you might be ready for it, you might think you're ready for it, but it does change the dynamics. And for those of us that saw Rocky III, case in point. Here's Rocky getting all excited. He's got all this fame, all these endorsements, and Burgess Meredith is telling him, Mickey's telling him to stop it, you know, start getting back to work. And he ends up kind of, you know, goofing around. And meanwhile, Mr. T is busting his butt to get ready for the fight. Burgess Meredith dies. Rocky has to have a come to Jesus moment, and then he goes and he works his butt off. He gets away from the publicity, and then he regroups. This happens. With doctors, I get really nervous because I see doctors do stupid. I see doctors want to get fame, and then they go out there and they sacrifice some of the medicine they're doing, or they sacrifice the character of their practice and what they do to get the fame, or and they could be making big mistakes. Look at those doctors who went online saying, you don't get vaccinated for COVID, we're not taking care of you. And look at the backlash. You're like, so if somebody smokes, you're not going to take care of them? If somebody, you know, forgets to use a condom, you're not going to take care of the, you know, the woman who's pregnant? And so people get themselves sometimes, they lose their focus when they are inundated with that sort of, attention. And so I don't want to see the Chiefs struggle. I think they will still make the playoffs, but Eagles are a good team. And they let their guard down, and they should not have lost to the Eagles. They should not have. Looking at the injury reports and all that, but if the Chiefs really rely on Travis Kelce, well, look at how they lost first game of the season because they didn't have Travis Kelce. Now, I get, if I was Travis Kelce, I'd be like, you know, I'm all that. I get that because they lost, and a lot of us got hurt in our survivor pool and on our fantasy football teams because Kansas City lost week one because they didn't have Travis Kelce. But at some point, you can't always get better and better and better. You will peak. And there's a chance that we have seen his peak. And it could be very, very rough going down from this. So for those of you who are like, look at me. Look at me, I'm doing well. This is the way that, yes, stop and smell the roses. Enjoy it. Very rarely do we all get to peak. I've been married 27 years. No, but very rarely do you get to experience that. And just, you know, it's magical. But don't let it get to your head. And, you know, maybe Travis Kelce doesn't need to be on every flipping commercial. Every time I turn the station, I see him. And again, he's a good athlete. And yeah, he's kind of funny. And maybe he's doing it because he wants to go into show business. Look at how Tom Brady was in Ted 2. I thought Tom Brady did an excellent job in Ted 2. Maybe he's not the best actor, but I could watch him for a while. Sitting with Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe they're trying to set up their alternate career. But I see people make these mistakes. I see realtors do it too. And some people build up such a false narrative of their fame that then they can't do something else. I've known radio hosts who have lost their jobs. And they struggle finding another job because they're like, but why would I do that? I was famous. Look, if I need to wait tables, I'm going to wait tables. I love waiting tables. So you got to make sure you have that humbleness in there because that humbleness keeps the drive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.